Most of the Midwest picked up on rain over the weekend, but this week's weather will look a little bit better. We're expecting to see temperatures stay a little bit on the cool side, though, for a little while, and that may keep evaporation rates a little low. Most of the precipitation that occurred overnight should be winding down fairly quickly here today. We're expecting to see mostly dry conditions. A few spotty showers could pick up, though, as we go through the afternoon, just in the instability of the atmosphere. Not expecting any of the precipitation to have a huge impact, but any moisture is still going to slow down some of the drying across parts of the region. A cool front is expected to work its way from north to south through the Midwest as we get out into the night tomorrow night into Wednesday. This frontal boundary will bring a little bit of light rainfall as it moves across the region from Wisconsin and Michigan southward to the Ohio River. And most of the precipitation is expected to be light. I would doubt seriously too many locations would get more than perhaps a quarter of an inch of rain. Maybe some locations could get upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, and an outside chance that maybe somewhere in eastern Michigan or northern Ohio could get more than a half inch, but that's not going to be very common. The precipitation might reach into parts of Iowa and Missouri, but only very, very briefly. Even Illinois will only see a brief shot of light precipitation as this frontal system comes through. The precipitation won't last more than a couple of hours at the most and be very quick moving and not likely to have a huge impact, but still, it's additional moisture that will set back some of the drying across the region for a brief period of time, and temperatures will turn cooler again behind it. And that will likely result in, again, some more slow evaporation rates for just a little while thereafter. Not much other precipitation will occur for a while. The best planting conditions will be in the western Corn Belt this week. I really don't expect to see much precipitation outside of that, which I just described for parts of Iowa and Missouri, really from now all the way through Saturday. So it should be a fairly good environment. Now, there will be some showers perhaps developing on Saturday, but they will be erratic and light. The eastern Midwest will be relatively dry today with those spotty showers possible in a few locations, and then we'll see that frontal system come down Tuesday into Wednesday, so we'll see a limited amount of dry weather during that time period, and then we'll see a few days of drying Thursday into Saturday. Another frontal system will show up though shortly after that, so the potential for prolonged periods without precipitation in the eastern Midwest will probably be a little on the low side, and delays in farming activity will continue greatest in that particular region. Over the weekend, we saw substantial rains in the Delta, and we also saw lighter rains across a big part of the Midwest, so fieldwork didn't advance too well during this time period. The temperatures specifically in our forecast are expected to be mostly mild to coolish in the eastern parts of the Midwest, while temperatures in the west will be at least a little bit more seasonably warm as we move forward through the week. Early week temperatures only in the upper 50s and 60s across the area. That'll be today. Tomorrow we'll see 60s and lower 70s. Then that cool front comes down on Wednesday, and we'll see the highs in the eastern Midwest back into the 50s and 60s. That will continue to be the case on Thursday, and then Friday we'll start warming the eastern Midwest back up again, with temperatures late this week going into the weekend back into the 70s perhaps. In the western Corn Belt, though, temperatures will be warmer sooner. We'll see 70 and even some lower 80 degree temperatures evolving at times, and that will likely prove to be a favorable environment for quick drying and a good aggressive farming activity taking place in that particular region. In South America, not much rain will occur in second season corn production areas this week. We expect to see the weather in Argentina to be mostly dry as well, so both countries should see some improved conditions for a little while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.